Bank of Cardiff. Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah. This is Larry Snead. How you doing? Hey.
Good. Larry, how are you?
Okay. I assume you got my mail this morning.
I did. Actually, I was working on it right now for you. And I was actually just getting ready to call you because I have some questions on your file as well.
Okay.
So let me ask you those first.
Okay.
I needed to find out here. Do you have a balance right now with On Deck?
With On Deck?
Yeah.
With another company, yeah. With another company.
You do have a, okay, what's the balance with On Deck that you have?
I don't know. It's probably about, I'm gonna say 18,000 maybe.
Okay, just a rough estimate. And is that with Headway Capital?
Headway Capital is a line of credit.
Oh, Headway Capital is a line of credit. Okay. And what is the balance on that?
It's a little over 30,000.
Okay, a little over 30K. Okay. And then so
but I'm not touching any of those.
Correct. Yeah, we just need to know what the balances are on those. That was it.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so I know you have the Rapid, which is what we want to take care of. On Deck, is that a loan or is that like a line of credit with On Deck?
It's a loan. It's a
okay.
loan. I'm just gonna let it pay. They call and offer me more money too, but I'm not gonna refinance it.
Okay. So On Deck, and then Headway Capital, line of credit. It's around 30K. Perfect. Okay. And then for your the customer that you sent me. I tried to look up his business and I couldn't find anything on him. So Bricks Hotshot, what type of business is that? Do you know?
He's in the trucking business.
Trucking business. Okay.
Uh-huh. He transports cement.
Okay. Transports cement. Does he have like a website or something? Cause I can't
I have no
find,
idea.
Yeah. I couldn't find
He probably doesn't. It's a small company. He probably doesn't.
Okay.
I think what he does, he's got contracts with cement manufacturers, and that's what he does. He hauls their cement for them.
Cement.
So he's probably not like soliciting business from the public. So
yeah.
He probably doesn't have a website. I would think he would.
Okay, no worries. I just wanted to kind of get an overview. Perfect. Yeah. All right. Well, that's all the info I needed. I will submit this to my underwriter and get your customer approved as well.
Let me ask you something. Does your company broker these deals out, or do you keep them in house?
No, we try to keep them in house. There are like two at the most that we work with. But only time we reach out to them is if we can't get the full approval. So let's say we keep it in house and we get them approved for $30,000, and they need an extra $30,000. We'll work with two of our other. As far as equipment financing goes, we'll work with two other people. And then combine it and make it one approval for them. But we try to keep it in-house all the time.
Yeah, okay. Well, I've got a situation with another customer. The one I was telling you had 800 credit. And they shopped him all over the place. And he's mad in hell.
Oh, is he? What customer was that?
Well, it's called Danver Global. It's a company in San Diego. And,
oh, okay.
He's mad. He's real particular about his credit. That's why it's somewhere around 800.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna. That's not what we plan on doing. Is shotgunning, these customers and trying to all over the place. No, we try to keep it in house. Like I said, we work with one or two other people, but that's it. We only work with the best, and we try to get our customers approved, and we have a really great program. So. Yeah, we don't do.
Well, there's some companies I just won't do business with. Pawnee Leasing, I don't know if that's one of your companies.
Pawnee Leasing, yeah.
I won't do business with them.
Yeah, no problem. I know I've done something with them before, but we don't. I can make sure that we don't do anything with them.
Yeah, I've had bad experiences with them.
Okay.
Financial Pacific, those are kind of bottom feeders anyway. I mean, their rates are generally pretty high.
Yeah.
And I had to sue Direct Capital, so I'm sure you probably don't do business with them anyway.
Yeah.
They didn't want to pay me, so I had to sue them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, okay. All right, I just want to check with you. So.
Well, great. I got all the info I needed. I'll submit that to my underwriter, and we'll be in touch, Larry.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye.